you will be like God, Ephesians 2, 14 through 21, by Robert C. Newman. What does it mean for believers to be like God? Here we unpack Paul's prayer for the Ephesian Christians in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. You will be like God. This was Satan's temptation to Eve in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3, 5, where he says, "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Similarly, Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Matthew 4, to use his miraculous power to feed himself, to force God's hand in order to win others. That's how I understand the jumping from the pinnacle of the temple, presumably to do something like a sudden appearance flying down from the sky to prove himself to be the Messiah, or to worship Satan to gain power. It's the third temptation. Well, when we think about being like God, the question naturally arises, what is God like? And so we could certainly read various passages in that direction. The one that occurs to me is Jeremiah 9, 23 to 24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. So, what is God like? Though God is all-wise, all-powerful, and owns all the wealth in the universe, yet he delights in kindness, justice, and righteousness. Well, that brings us to our subject for this talk, and that is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, found in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19, and then we'll look later at the benediction in verses 20 and 21. Here's Paul's prayer. Paul says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name." So God's people, God's family, etc. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." So, we have several requests here. I count three of them. Request one is that the Ephesian Christians might be empowered with inner strength. And the picture here is God's power granted to us believers. It's mediated through the Holy Spirit, and it can be spoken of as Christ living in us. We don't know the details of the nuances of the Holy Spirit living in us and Christ living in us, but both of those are maintained by Scripture. The second request is that we might be able to grasp the love of God. Paul prays that the Ephesian Christians might be rooted and established in love, that they might realize the magnitude and character of Christ's love for us, and even to experience this love that surpasses knowledge. Request three is not quite so obvious, but I see it in the closing phrase, "filled with God's fullness." Now, this is not explained in the context, but the Bible characterizes God as love, and that is certainly what this passage is about. So, what does it then mean to be like God? Well, until we delight in kindness and justice and righteousness, we cannot really be like God. Or, this is another way of saying what Paul is essentially saying here, until we love like God, we cannot really be like God. So, what does it mean to be like God? Being like God is not grasping for power and independence. That's Satan's way of being like God. His idea of exalting himself above the stars of heaven, as one passage has it, huh? But, on the other hand, Being like God is not playing it safe either, but seeking security first. That is not what Christians have been called to. If we always stay with what is safe, there's a sense in which we dictate what God can do to us, or what God can do with us, or we limit what God can do with us. If we don't trust him in many circumstances, then he in fact won't do anything striking through us. So being like God then is instead trusting God with everything we are and what we have and everything we have. Paul's prayer then for the Ephesian Christians and for us is that we may know the power of God's love in and through us. We should pray for this for ourselves and for others. And this is effectively what Paul is doing here in this letter to the Ephesians. We close with Paul's benediction in this passage, verses 20 and 21 of Ephesians 3. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The benediction, too, picks up this same theme, and it basically says that our ideas of God are too small, and that God can do way more than we ask or imagine. And in the context, that's in the place of causing us to understand his love, causing us to, embody his love, and to live out his love in our own lives. So, that's a quick tour of this passage. That's the end of the discussion here. And my prayer for myself and for you is that may Paul's prayer and benediction be true for us as well. So, thank you for listening, and I pray that may be the case for you as well.